Hey everybody, Kevin here, part of the General Knowledge Force. Today, Shane and I are going into the concept of responsibility and how many people just, well, don't understand it. So sit back, relax, and get ready for this journey to unfold. Hey guys, Kevin here, chilling out with my best pal, my best man, my best dude, Shane. Shane, want to say hello to everybody?
How you doing, everybody?
All right, all right. Shane, how you feeling today? Want to start a podcast?
Let's do it.
Oh yeah. Here we go. All right, so as we said, we want to go into the topic of responsibility. You know, like, it's kind of crazy how many people that you see in this world just don't have, well, they have technically, are supposed to be responsible of something, but don't really fully understand.
Oh, they have the responsibilities, it's just they're not being responsible people. Like, for example, people with kids who don't take good care of their children. A person with responsibilities who is not being responsible.
Just lets their kids just go wild.
Yeah, just like run into the streets, reckless, like no guidance. They just run around wild into the lands. Who knows?
Yeah, and I feel like just letting your kid just kind of like go reckless like that kind of like conditions them to think that they don't really need to necessarily follow order. Like,
I mean, potentially.
Potentially. I feel like how you treat your child early on is what's going to define their behaviors through life.
Yeah, to me it's like, why aren't you taking care of your kids? Your kids are going to get hurt running off and not understanding the world, the other day, I was driving down the road and they had to have been like 4 or 5 years old and they were riding their bikes down the middle of the street just screaming into oncoming traffic.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what in the hell are these little kids doing out here? Like, where are your parents?
Do you not realize how dangerous this is?
Right. Like, they're something like, oh my, in the area where they're at, like, there's like a hill, there's little blind spots, people drive really fast all the time, and it's super dangerous.
Gosh.
And I'm like, oh my goodness, something's going to happen to these poor little kids, and it's going to be the parents' fault. Like, you know, it's their responsibility.
It's
like they have to they're held accountable for all the actions that their kids take. If they're older kids and they're out there running around vandalizing, the parents are held responsible. You know what I'm saying? It's wild, crazy. So watch your goddamn kids.
Yeah, right. And like you see that, you know, with kids, you see it even with pets. Like I know there's someone that we know, we won't say his name during the podcast, that honestly, I heard you tell me how this person got more pets, and I was like petrified. I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad.
Right, it's because you just know they're not taking care of them.
Yeah.
They're not responsible people, and they're just like, oh. It's like, you can't imagine the conditions of what's going on there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that.
The person was like so lazy, they just don't want to even take their dog outside. Like, the dog is like scratching at the door to be let out, and he's like, oh,
no. Like, no, I don't want that. It's horrid. Can't believe, like, you can just, like, neglect a person or an animal to such an extent.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It's rough. Like, because, like, you know he's not taking care of himself. If he's not taking care of his dogs.
Oh,
like, if you're not responsible enough to take care of, like, an animal, then, like, you know you're not taking care of yourself either.
Oh, yeah, that's the energy. Like, you have so much negative energy, you're kind of just, like exuding that out to literally everything around you.
Because, like, everybody talks responsibilities and, like, other things, but you've got a responsibility, within yourself to take care of yourself and make sure that you're good and you're taking care of the things around you, doing all your work that needs done. You're not just lazing around, gluing yourself to the floor of the couch every day, you know?
Yeah, and, like, I don't understand how some people can really, really do that. Like, they can just let themselves go 110% and just let their world kind of, like,
just collapse around them. Right? They have the power to fix it.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, either you move with the world, or the world will move without you. Like, that's the unfortunate thing. We just kind of, like, just sit at our desks all day long and do nothing. Like, unfortunately, there is no progress to be made, and then things just kind of slowly fall apart.
Yeah, well, you get yourself stuck in a rut sometimes, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and usually people, I feel like most people do that when they're, like, in that, when they're actually depressed. And they kind of are just like, had that mindset of like, oh, well, if I do something, it doesn't make any difference. Like, I have no power in this situation.
Right. Like, but that's just the depression talking. You got to like fight that battle. It's hard, but like, you got to do the exact opposite of what depression is telling you to do.
Yeah? But what makes you say that?
Oh, well, say, like, depression goes, hey, I just want to lay in bed all day. I don't want to get up and go outside. Screw that.
Like, what's the point in going outside?
Right, like, what's the point? Like, there's no point, whatever. Like, and, like, all those negative thoughts. So you just got to be like, screw it. I'm going to do the exact opposite of that and go outside. Because why lay inside? Because depression tells you, hey, I'm going to lay in bed. So go outside and run around and get some sun. You'll probably feel better after you do that.
Yeah. What happens when you give in to that depression? Like, what does it happen?
It's like a cycle. And you just sit there. And you continue sitting there. And you're like, eh, and it never gets better.
Oh my gosh. So you kind of like get lost in this state of just like hating life.
Yeah. So you got to do the exact opposite of what depression tells you to do.
Oh my goodness. What is it with, like, psychologically, how does our subconscious tell us, oh, hey, just do nothing?
I don't know. It's strange, right? It's like a weird little voice inside your head just pops up and is like, yeah, screw that. No, I ain't doing that. Like, why? Well, it's weird. But some people, a lot of people, myself included, everybody's affected by depressions. It's rough.
Yeah, and I feel like in the society that we live in, it's so easy to fall into that rut. Like, I mean, if we pulled up Google right now, I'm sure there's so many, like, hits that have come up from people just trying to research depression, like, figure out if they are depressed themselves, all this stuff, because, you know, in American culture, like, our culture is so fast-paced, and, like, we are vicious, like, like, tooth and nail, like, if you aren't on top of your game at all times, you're just, like, considered, like, worthless.
And then now you can see depression spiking like crazy because of the quarantine.
Oh my gosh.
Just even in people that were like happy and all great and like, they're like, hey, depression's not real. I don't understand these people. And then quarantine, bam, then their whole life changes and they're like stuck inside, not allowed to do everything they're supposed to do. And then,
then
they start getting depressed and they're like, oh crap, what is this? Like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah, I feel so bad for people that don't have jobs where you can just be remote 100%. Like, jobs where, like, maybe you're doing, like, a construction job, or maybe you're doing, a factory job, something
right.
like that. I feel like those jobs, if you just can't go to work, it's just like, oh, well, what am I doing then?
Right.
And you kind of get lost. Like, and since everything else, normally you'd be like, oh, whoa, I get this time off work? Yes, 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 absolutely. But then it's like, oh, wait, but everything that I want to do is, like, shut off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, I'm, in a sense, like, getting trapped inside this house and just being left to just
exist, like my own
thoughts.
Big cage.
yeah, right? Luckily, we have platforms that allow us to communicate with people, and I'm really thrilled to kind of see, like, how that technology evolves. Like, I feel like once everything happens, you know, once the virus has passed on, this is going to cause an actual cultural shift. Like, people are going to naturally, like, be staying at home, at least for work, way more often. Every, like, working from home job,
that
any job that can work from home, people are going to be working from home. And that saves so much money for the business. It's just become the new standard, which is depressing.
It could be depressing.
It could be depressing unless we can define the technology to fully counteract it. So, and that's my thought is, like, you know, we're in that space where people can really get creative with how to interact, but not how to interact not in person.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's incredible. So we can either be part of that charge, or we can just sit back and just let it happen and just observe. You know what I mean?
Right. I wonder how that'll all progress. I wonder if it'll be some Ready Player One nonsense where we can have some more personal connections online, where it's kind of like VR, but to an extreme, that full dive concept.
Oh,
SAO,
oh yes,
so
our online.
You ever seen Ready Player One?
I have not.
Oh, well, okay, so that reference is lost on you. I apologize.
I've seen the previews.
Oh, yes, so almost same concept, full dive tech.
Yeah. Eventually we'll get there. I feel like that technology is still way down the road. Like,
right.
Because you have to be able to, like, you could, like, put people into a sleep state and then alter their dreams through some kind of technology, and that's the game.
Oh, my goodness. That'd be fun. Do some Inception nonsense. Oh, that'd be so cool. I would love to travel someone's dreams or have someone jump in with mine. Like, hey, let's go. Let's go on a journey. I'll show you a journey.
Yeah, right? Makes sense. But, like, we don't understand dreams, like,
oh, yeah.
Hardly
it,
at all.
It would lead to so many breakthroughs in psychology. It'd be insane.
Able
to dive into someone's dream. That'd be so cool.
If we could...
like, the subconscious mind. Oh.
If we could truly explain dreams, like, oh, why do people have these dreams? That would be insane. Like, there's so many, like, theories out there. Your dreams are literally experiences of, like, your ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's one theory. Another theory is that it's, like, trying to reference your future, like, deja vu and all that stuff.
Something I've always wanted to do is, like, build a machine that, like, projects your dreams from your head or your memories that you have onto, like, a screen for yourself to view or other people to view.
Yeah.
But, like, direct from your brain. Be some wild stuff.
Yeah, I feel like we need to...
But I wonder, like, if anybody else has any ideas like that. But I digress. So, back to responsibilities. We'll be talking about these little COVID times. Everybody in America has a responsibility to wear a damn mask when you're out and about.
Yeah, I feel like it's crazy how there are so many people that just don't want to wear them.
Yeah, they're just like, okay, I'm fine. Like, yeah, you're fine. But, like, that's not about you. It's about everybody else's family who could be potentially...
at risk.
Yeah, at risk, or just get all tore up, or you're just spreading it around.
Yeah, right?
Like, perpetuating the issue to where we all continue to have to wear masks for a longer period of time. If everybody in America were to wear a mask everywhere they went for, like, 6 to 8 weeks, it would probably fucking be gone.
Yeah, right?
but nobody wants to.
People just don't want to wear these masks for whatever reason.
Yeah, it's just like, come on.
I feel like so many people have it in their head that, like, it just won't happen to them. Like, that they're immune from all this chaos that's going on in the world. But, like, no, like, this horrible stuff can come into your life.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not careful.
You're
going to live this illusion that it won't happen to you. And if you allow yourself to buy into that illusion, life's going to hit you like a truck. And you're going to be like, what on earth? And then life, trust me, it's like trauma. It's literally trauma. It's like you feel like you're just stuck in a dream for a bit. Like, in this dream,
you have
you just
a responsibility
don't wake up from.
To educate yourself and take the necessary precautions.
Yeah, right? Because you just put so many people at risk. And what's the downside of not wearing a mask? Like, what do you lose by putting this mask on?
You lose nothing. I mean, you're like, shit. It's a little hot on your face. Oh, God. And if you're wearing it around a little too long, you might get a little acne. Boo-hoo. But, hey... everyone else around you didn't get sick, and you didn't get sick, and you didn't spread it around everywhere.
Yeah, right? And congratulations. Like, if you wear the mask, people are going to respect you so much more for having it on.
Like, thank you. Like, you're not being a douche.
Thank you for being a responsible individual and helping us get past this. Like, I'm sure, I know everybody wants this whole thing to just blow off.
Right, like, nobody wants to be wearing a mask. Like, let's get that out of the way. It's like people pushing, like, hey, you should wear a mask. Like, they don't want to wear one. It's like,
oh,
we just have to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all it is. We just...
We have to work together.
It sucks, but we gotta do it.
Hey guys, Kevin here. I just have one question for you. Do you hate ads? Oh, wow. Well, it sounds like we have a ton in common. Here, Shane and I are committed to a zero-ad podcast platform. In order for us to maintain this, though, we need your help. All that we ask right now is for you to humbly share, like, and subscribe to this podcast just so we can really, really get this going. Guys, thank you so much for your time, and let's get back to it. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today. Shane and I have decided to go ahead and cut this one short because we are committed to a quality podcast over a long podcast. Again, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we can't wait to hang out with you guys once again next week. And of course, we hope that you have an absolutely fantastic day. We'll see you later.